Welcome back to the Take Flight Podcast. Welcome to a very, very special episode. For those that are new, my name's John Melton. I'm a world traveler and foreign English teacher. For everybody else, welcome back. It's a special episode. I wanted to celebrate over 100 listeners in under 2 weeks. I'm on my third episode, so I just really, really wanted to thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the support. All of this is driven from my heart just to help other people and to broaden everybody's minds about different cultures and start to integrate our thinking so that people aren't so offended and people aren't so scared and people aren't so curious about other cultures and other people. It's wonderful. They recently at Anchor, they've let me attach a donation link. So if anybody feels generous enough to donate, please feel free. I really, really appreciate it. Every single bit of every donation goes back into this podcast and Take Flight to help bring you the best resources. Right now, we're working on a job list of over 200 legitimate job sites with job listings. Everybody, everywhere I go, is always searching for jobs, and they always have the questions. I have all of this answered. You can skip through all the scams. You can skip through all the hassle, the BS, the forums, moderators who always ban me. You can skip through all of that. So I just want to help everybody, and I want you to know the resources out there, and everything's alive and kicking. They're looking for teachers at an all-time rate. Online teachers are getting paid at a weird kind of low. I think it's because they know that everybody's home, and so their supply for teachers at home and online is pretty wide. So be aware of that. Now, let me tell you some stories about some very funny teachers from native English-speaking countries. Just to ease your worries if you ever feel that you may not be qualified or able to land a position teaching abroad or teaching abroad in China specifically. At one school I was at in China, there was a guy who was in his 60s and he was Scottish. And I kid you not, for every class that he showed up, he was wasted drunk. The guy would drink all night, be hungover, come in, and teach children drunk. Come on, man. You're giving a bad image for everybody else. You're not taking this serious as a business. And who knows what else he was into if he was that shady. There's no telling. Also, the guy didn't even have a legitimate degree from what I found out. Apparently, he had traveled to Southeast Asia and paid for a fake doctorate. Now you hear about people paying for fake degrees and that's how they get their positions. And eventually it's found out. These people can't properly file taxes. These people can't properly claim their income. And ultimately it screws them in the end. This guy didn't even try to say he had a bachelor's in English. This guy went all the way and said that he was a doctor, like a full-on physician. And I'm not judgmental, but if you looked at him and looked at how he carried himself, you would find that hard to believe. And rightfully so, because he was not a doctor. Oh, man. Second, some people, they just look at it very lax, and they go in with this backpacker mindset, and they'll go in teaching and look like they just came off the beach. Oh, that's all cool and fine. Maybe your school is more relaxed and you're on those kind of terms. But personally, I wouldn't do it. Personally, I wouldn't be seen like that in a professional setting. How are you going to be taken serious, man? How are you going to be from the average eye if you're wanting to catch side jobs or private lessons or further yourself? What are you going to look like? If they don't know your personality and your education, what are you going to look like? So you have to be aware of this image that you carry around. Carry yourself like a professional. Teach like a professional. Negotiate like a professional. Look like a professional. and you're going to get the top positions because you have these people. I'm kind of thankful there are these backpackers and people that don't take it as serious, because I mean, I hate the term backpacker. Don't get me wrong. I support what the backpacker does. It's all good. I got love for you all. But when it comes to teaching English, this is a business. And when you're in a business, there are ways to maximize it. And that's what I'm all about. So I don't really like people not taking it serious and then getting these jobs and representing the rest of us. You have to be on your A game. Now, one of the questions that I keep getting over and over, it keeps popping up in my inbox, is can I teach abroad if I'm not a non-native English speaker? Like if, say, they're from a place that their main language isn't English, such as, you know, like Ecuador or Germany or Italy. And yes, you can. You can get these jobs. The job offers are out there. Now, what I really want to emphasize, and this is why I teach these things, is resume building. The way you have your resume is so crucially important. The way you conduct your interview becomes very important, and your accent becomes even more important. You don't want a thick Russian accent on your English or a thick Italian accent on your English, because they're going to recognize that, and they want as much of a neutral accent as you can have. So just be aware of that. You want to place a picture on your resume. I know in the West this isn't a thing. Equal opportunity employers and so forth. But for places like China specifically and Asia, put your picture on there. It matters. And having a professional headshot on there is going to get you ahead. No pun intended. But that's a normal. It looks good. It looks professional. And a lot of people don't do it. They don't even know that they should be doing it. I'm getting so many questions now that we're having more listeners come on each day. And I'm really considering compiling these things into videos for you all, or some form of media, or like a book that people can consume and take note. And this place is a place for just open discussion. Feel free to, you know, send me any questions or concerns. I've been answering them all week. And I've been doing it long before I made this podcast. So this is part of the reason. I was tired of the one-to-one helping people at a time, and I wanted to start trying to help people on a broader scale. So this is a short episode. I just wanted to bring in and check in everybody and thank you all for the support. Please keep subscribing. Please give me a 5-star review. If you hate it, just keep moving. But if you give a review, please give a 5-star review. If you want me to put more in and get some better equipment and invest and really spread out my research for this, feel free to donate. I enjoy talking about all this with you. And thank you once again from the bottom of my heart. Here at Take Flight, we're going to keep bringing you the top resources. We're going to make you prepared to go teach abroad. We're going to teach you how to go teach abroad, whether you've ever considered it or not, whether you've got a degree in teaching or not. And not only that, because there's a lot of resources on how to get there. That's not a big deal. We can go get a passport and a visa, but I'm going to show you how to secure the top positions and how to position yourself to make the most money and put that money in places that make you money, where you can return home and buy a house, buy a car, spend your money wisely, not go there, just scrape by and come home with only the experience. Trust me, there's a difference and there's a way to maximize it. Just keep checking in. Apparently, we are releasing more than once a week, and we'll keep going as long as you all keep listening. Thanks for checking in again. Please check on to our Instagram at TakeFlight_podcast. And on Facebook at Take Flight Teaching Consultants. Thank you all again, and have a great day and a great new year.